Here.
Here.
Miss Chandler. Mr. Knapp is here. Mr. McCleary's trying to get on. Miss Cunningham's not here. Okay. Did everybody get a copy of the minutes from last meeting?
I did.
Yes.
Do we have a motion to accept those minutes?
I move to accept the meeting's minutes from the past meeting as written and submitted.
Do we have a second?
A second.
All in favor of the
Aye.
minute?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The minutes passed. On old business, we have the admin salary schedule for assistant principal at St. Joe and slash Bruno Payette. Mr. Lewis, do you want talk
Sure.
about
And
that?
we need to approve that admin salary schedule, the old one from last year too. So I had brought to your attention last week or whenever it was, like 10 days ago, about this position. So basically when Mr. Borland resigned and I spoke to the board about what to do. This is a position that they would like to see come to fruition. It gives this person actual admin rights. You know, a lot of times when Mr. Knapp was having it, and Mr. Knapp, you can chime in anytime you want to, but a lot of times on a discipline issue, you know, Mr. Borland was have the one have to research it all, find out all the information, and most of the time Mr. Knapp was the one that had to, you know, give the discipline because he was a licensed administrator. This gives this person administrative rights to be able to do that. Also, I would like this position to be in charge of 504s. So it's not like this person is just going to be sitting around, especially, you know, at the Bruno Payette campus where there's less kids, but also be doing some intervention work as well. Mr. Knapp and I had spoken about that. And
We
you know, the
are.
person we have in mind for this is someone that's got a pretty extensive, you know, background knowledge of intervention work. Ms. Fieser, did you have a question? I'm sorry.
I don't think so. I did, but I think you kind of answered it.
Okay. But like I said, this is something that was actually the board's idea. They brought up doing this and this be a person that could possibly be moved later on if something happened to one of our campuses, which, you know, like I said in the email a couple of days ago, you know, Bruno Payette is going to be open all year next year. So if anybody asked about that, squash that idea of it closing in October. I don't even know where that came from. Mr. Knapp, you want to add anything about that position? I guess he can hear us.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, there you
Yes.
go.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
So I think that with the Dean of Students position, while it's helpful and necessary as far as this arrangement goes, it's unique, it's a little bit awkward to be honest, because I mean, for lack of a better word, because you have an individual who basically, is you know is he's he or she's subordinate to the admin team, but kind of on the same playing field, same level as teachers, and that's not necessarily a problem. But when you have a person who isn't taking an active role as far as academics go, with this particular arrangement, it's just not really efficient. There's a lot of time that a person in this position could be devoting to, examining data or offering, some advice to a teacher as far as intervention's concerned, or, as Mr. Lewis was saying, having his or her own autonomy as far as the discipline's concerned. I just think that this would be a more beneficial position, and it would better serve the district because of the little bit more, having a little bit more authority in the realm of academics, if nothing else.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm
Being an administrator, we can give them some rights to be able to access some data that, sometimes if folks are not an administrator, they cannot access.
not hearing personally any opposition to the position, probably. I mean, there may be, but I've not heard it. What I'm hearing is people that are disheartened that it's not being posted and announced. That seems to be the only thing that I'm really hearing from anyone. Is there some way that we might be able to address that? And not just this position. The thing that was brought to me is that they believe that all positions needed to be announced and posted.
So I checked with the lawyer on that. The lawyer told me that since we had an interview committee, and we had an committee that basically chose the next principal to succeed Mr. McCleary, that we could go down that list and just go from there. Did
Well,
we
I'm
not
sure
did
that you can legally, but that's not going to make the environment necessarily good for whoever's coming in. It's my concern. You don't want to make somebody feel awkward if everyone else is giving them the cold shoulder and it's not even their fault.
Well, I would hope that we could all be professionals. I'll just be honest in saying that. Okay.
Well,
So
I would
here's
too.
the thing, okay? It is mid-March, and what's the point of going through all that to wait a whole nother month when you think you've got a candidate that's a good candidate and take a chance on losing that candidate? I mean, we had no in-house applicants for the principal position. So I don't know why, I don't know that that would, I
Well,
mean,
it's a completely different position with different responsibilities and things like that. There might be, and there might not be. I don't know.
yeah,
I'm just saying
but
that
it's still
I
an
have been told
administrator
people
position.
it's pardon me.
It's still an administrator position, and that's what I'm saying. No one even showed any interest in the K-12 principal's job, which, quite frankly, pays much, much more than this position does.
Anyone else have anything to say?
I'm sorry, you're kind of breaking up on me.
I'll ask if anyone else had anything to say.
Oh, sorry. So, other than the concerns of not posting it, what other concerns? Is anybody hearing any other concerns?
That's the only thing I've heard. And like I said, it wasn't necessarily even about this position. It was a lack of letting us know when positions were coming up in case we were interested. Sometimes we were told, sometimes we weren't. It was more like a blanket type thing. We need to be informed if there's a position so that if we are interested, we could be,
Right, which I'd gotten that feedback from whenever we hired the dyslexia position for Miss Nelson. Okay. And kind of like I told someone today, that position, that teacher was going to have like four sped kids on her caseload, and that was a perfect time to add some other duties to justify that position. Since then, I have tried to let folks know. This year, there's nothing open other than this position. I mean, there's nothing. Like, everybody's indicated that they want to return, other
Awesome.
than Mr.
That's,
McCleary.
yeah. We'll miss him, but that's an awesome that people's returning. That really is. Maybe we can stop some turnover.
I mean, I wanted to come back, but fees are so mean that I just couldn't do it.
And you just wait till your last day. Feaser's got plans for you. You're going to remember us.
I have witnesses, Feaser.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Oh,
So on the salary schedule, the way it would look would be that step zero would be 56,525. So comparatively speaking, that is $8,075 less than what the K-6 principal or the federal programs person makes, because it's a 210-day contract, not a 240. And if you think about it, that's only $6,500 more than what the dean of students position made for, in my opinion, a lot more responsibility. Because when you're an
I would agree with that.
administrator, yeah, and when you're an administrator and you issue corporal punishment, or you issue ISS or OSS, you're putting yourself out there to set up parents show up and chew your butt or blast you on social media, and you've got all these other duties, like I said, of being a 504 coordinator. I would think Mr. Knapp would want that person, kind of help that person learn how to do teacher evaluations. It's so, if you think about it, it's really only $6,500 more than what the dean of students was making to be an administrator to handle that. And truthfully, $6,500 to be the 504 coordinator, I'm not sure I would do that. It's a
I
lot of
hear
paper,
you.
it's a lot of paperwork.
Yeah,
So
it
when you look
is.
at it like that, maybe that would help as far as the cost of it goes. But any other questions? Ms. Campbell, I don't think there's any other questions or comments.
Okay. Do I have a motion to accept the salary schedule?
I'm sorry, we can't do that. Point of order. You have to remove it from the table first before you can vote on it.
Do I have to make a motion to move it from the table first? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do I have a motion to move it from the table first?
I'll make a motion to remove it from the table, even though we don't do that in a regular school board meeting, but okay. It's tabled to the next
I second that.
meeting.
I second that.
How can I make a motion for it to be accepted?
Favorite.
For the vote on the removing it from the table, and then you would have to have a regular motion for the to accept it. But
Okay.
yeah.
So let's vote. Do I all in favor of removing it from the table?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, it's accepted.
Sorry, I didn't want us to get in trouble later on. I wanted to make sure it was right.
No, you're fine. And now, do I have a motion to accept the admin salary schedule for assistant principal at St. Joe BP?
I'll make a motion to accept it.
Second.
All in favor of the salary
Aye.
schedule?
Aye.
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 Opposed? It's passed.
Thank you very much.
Now for new business. You want to take over on that, the school calendar for 25-26?
One you sent out today, is that it was there, was there just one that you sent today,
I'm
Mr.
sorry.
Lewis? Was it just one calendar that you'd sent today? I haven't been able to be on my computer much today, and I wanted to make sure I didn't miss it.
No, there's three options in
Okay.
there. And basically, I can't remember what order they're in, but, and I don't need you guys to vote on it today. I want you to share it with your people, but I just wanted you all to have them. Basically, the three options are, one, just like we had this year, we had a parent-teacher conference at the end of the first quarter and then halfway through the third quarter. And then your PD day, like the second Monday of January or something like that, whatever we did this year. A second option was where, let me see if I can find them. Okay. Sorry, my computer's slow. All right. So yeah, so option one was and with all three, we added some three snow days to the end, plus left in there about the part about superintendent being able to make up on Mondays. That way, if we end up with a bunch, we can add them to the end instead of just having to do all Mondays or go back to the board and asking for approval. So option one is just like we had this year, except for snow days added to the end. Okay. Option two. Okay, option two is parent teacher conference in September. Having them at the middle of the first 9 weeks, the middle of the third 9 weeks. And yeah, and still a January PD day. Okay. And then option three was where, sorry, these are super slow pulling up. We had an October PD day during Monday. And you would be out of school on May 15th, which is a Friday. So basically, if we had an October PD day, and didn't do it on a Monday, it would put us going to school, coming back for one day the follow like on May 19th, instead of being out on May 15th. But that's really, and then other than the parent teacher conference dates being mid quarter instead of end of quarter, that's the only differences.
But they're still all three as us coming in on Fridays after parent teacher conferences, correct?
Yes, that's correct. I believe. Now, one of those, they're
Option one has us coming back after parent-teacher conferences.
Which one has us?
They all do, but three has it as well.
Okay.
Yeah, they all three do. So really, the only thing that we're talking about here is the 16th or the 15th or the 19th, really.
Well, and the change in the dates on the parent-teacher conferences. And like I said, I'm not locked into these. I'm just putting these out there. But if you take off, if you take off the day after parent-teacher conferences, or if you have a say a PD day, you're adding more days. So for instance, right now on option one, if you took off, or no, so option one has it. Teacher in service on October 17th, no kids. You get out on May 19th, so you would have to come back for one day that following week. So, because you have to, there's a minimum number of days you can have in each quarter. And we have to have 143, I think, or 144 in a 4 day week. I think it's 143. So, what I'd like to do is meet again next week and finalize a calendar. Or we can meet even earlier, maybe meet on Tuesday, or just start emailing each other and saying, hey, here's some things I'm hearing. People would like to see this, or people would like to see that. I mean,
The only feedback I've heard so far is that they liked option three with the last day being May 15th, but they wanted the snow makeup days to be like that following week on the 18th through the 20th instead of the 20th through the 22nd.
right. So if we, oh, that may not have been adjusted. So the one that where we get out May 15th.
Yeah, it looks like it just didn't get it was probably still, from the previous one, just didn't get changed.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. I see what you're saying. If we got out the 15th, start your snow days the following Monday, just in case.
Yeah, instead of taking off another week and then coming back.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So, email me those sorts of things, and we can put together, we can fix that. Like, that's an easy fix. And then I can send them back out, and then you can share them with your folks and get some feedback from them. I don't think since I've been here that we've had three options before. And again, don't forget, legislative session is going. If they come back and say no 4 day week, then we got to change all this anyway. I don't think that's going to happen. What I'm hearing now is if you're a D or an F school, that's going to happen. But I've also heard that your letter grade, you'll be grandfathered in. You can't go any lower than what you were last year. And we were all C's, so we should be okay. But you know how that goes.
Providing the rules of the game don't change.
Providing the rules of the game don't change. And that's definitely a possibility. So email me what you'd like to see changed, and I'll try to get those changes made and back out to you tomorrow.
So, do we need to make a motion to table it,
No,
or how are
it's
we going to
not,
do
this is
that?
just an informational. I
Okay.
don't, it's not a vote. I want y'all to have them. Today's the first day we had them, and I just want to go over them with you during this. It's not a,
Okay.
yeah. Now the concession stand supervisor. So let me.
I have a question on that before we even start. We created a stipend for someone to be over all of that a few years ago. What happened to that stipend?
Yes, that was like $45 a day or a game or a week or something like that.
But there was wasn't there one the also that for one that was over the whole thing, or was that just Kelsey doing it?
The
That
only
was
thing,
because there was somebody that we always had to report to that was higher up the food chain. That's why I'm asking. I don't
It
remember
was
who it was.
Tabitha, wasn't it?
No, when
She
I
was
got
at
here, it was
BP, but not
Taryn.
overall. Okay, gotcha.
When I got here, it was Taryn at Western Grove. Now, when I got here, there were ball games at all three campuses, so I don't know how that. I don't
Well,
know.
we had been doing it all individually at all three campuses, and then they decided that they would put it all together and they'd have one person over it at each campus that would report to somebody else. And I don't know who that was or if that person had a stipend or anything. I just know that there was that. And then eventually, I think that they just started shipping things to us instead of even doing things. I'm not 100% sure at BP. I was think here by that time. I don't know.
So what's been happening now is that person, whoever that it may be, was being paid the same amount of money that the clock keepers and gatekeepers were getting, which was like $12.50 per game. When Rhea and I did the math today, so far that person has been paid $963, and there's like four peewee games left. So it's going to be right at $1,000. The purpose of doing the stipend is it saves all the timesheets, the just the whole all the paperwork trail. We just say, okay, you're in charge of the concession stand. If it takes you 1 hour to get it set up, or 4 hours to get it set up, or 1 hour to clean up, or 2 hours to clean up, this is what you get to take care of the whole basketball season. It's a much cleaner way to do it from the bookkeeping side of things.
Well, and you pretty much have to have one person that is over it, or you end up with major problems as far as the bookkeeping and ordering and keeping things on hand. And the person that does this, I don't know if anybody else has spent very much time in the concession stand, but the person that does this deserves that easily, easily.
I agree. I was in charge of that at Jasper, and it's a pain in the butt.
It is definitely. I've done more than enough of it.
And then they just get paid that stipend once at the end of the year. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am, right there at the end, just like with all the other stipends. I would
Move that
like.
we accept a stipend proposal for the concession stand supervisor of $1,000 to be paid at the end of the year.
I'll
Second.
second. Yeah, thanks.
All in favor of this?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, it passed.
Do we want to set a date for our next meeting, talk school calendar, or do we, how are we going to do that?
Are you wanting to do that next week? Is that what you said?
Yeah, we have a board meeting on Thursday. I hate to wait till April because when we issue contracts, when we start issuing contracts, Rhea has to be able to put what days we're in school in e-finance.
When are you planning to issue contracts?
So at the March board next week, certified
Is that
staff will be on the rehire list.
okay? Thank you. I think it'd probably be beneficial just to go ahead and set the meeting. I mean, it's a short deadline, and so it would be better probably to just go ahead and set it so we already knew what we had going on when.
I'm open for any day next week besides Tuesday. I have to go to fellowship interview.
Wednesday would probably be the best day because there's no baseball, softball, peewees track, all that.
Yeah, that's a big deal too. You're right.
Okay, so Wednesday, the 19th,
Same time, same place.
19th.
Great.
Same channel.
Yep, same bat channel.
Same bat channel. I'm glad somebody knew what I was talking about.
I love Batman.
Me too.
We have a motion to adjourn.
I move we
Second.
adjourn.
Do we have a second?
Second. I'll
Second.
second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank y'all.